Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Our next player is for New York City, and that is Eileen in Manhattan. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And do you have the price of admission, a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world, however you define it?
Yes. On the Upper West Side, we lost the city councilwoman, but we gained a borough president.
Gail Brewer.
Correct.
Okay. Now.
You get a point.
Yeah, we could do that next year, stump the host, except then I'll embarrass myself for 2 hours just at the holiday season. So speaking of accomplished women in the news, since you brought it up, this was the year that Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, encouraged women to form a circle and do what?
Lean in.
Lean in is exactly right. That's the title of her book. Earlier this month, NBC aired a live performance of this show. It was so successful that they've already vowed to do more in 2014. What show was it?
It was The Sound of Music, and successful is a relative term, in my view.
It was, and it is. A bonus follow-up question, and our bonus questions will give you an extra point, in this case for yourself and for New York City, but you won't get penalized if you don't get it. Who starred in it?
Carrie Underwood.
It was Carrie Underwood. Her performance was generally panned by critics, as I think you know, but her fan base, dating from her 2005 American Idol win, helped boost the ratings enough to make it a rating smash, unlike, by the way, the NBC series of that name set in the backstage Broadway musical world that was not. So,
in my world, it was starring Audra McDonald and Laura Benanti. They were the highlights.
Right, even though Carrie Underwood got the top billing. All right, one more, and you'll win a designation as a Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Scholar and a piece of WNYC swag. New Yorkers didn't have problems with healthcare.gov as much as some places because New York set up its own website, and people signing up for Affordable Care Act policies were not on healthcare.gov. New Jersey, however, did not set up its own. How many total states were like New Jersey and opted out of setting up their own independent websites? In other words, how many states were relying on healthcare.gov, and you need the exact number of states?
Mm.
We will give you multiple choice on this, however.
Oh, okay.
17, 25, 33, or 48? How many states did not set up their own exchange websites? 17 states, 25 states, 33 states, or 48 states?
17.
The answer is 33 states. Two-thirds of the states did not do it. And it pretty well tracks, I don't know if it's precisely the same number, but it pretty well tracks the number of states with Republican governors. But there you go. So you didn't get that one right. So no tote bag, but you do get 3 points for New York in the news quiz competition. Eileen, thanks a lot for playing.
Thank you.
All right. And let's see. We go next to our next New Jersey caller, and that's going to be Charlie in Newark. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to be here.
And you have the price of admission, a 2013 headline from Newark or your world, however you define it?
Sure. Local filmmaker completes first feature film.
Is that you?
Yeah, that would be me. And I just this year finished work on my first feature film. I wrote and sort of produced it myself. Stars Tatiana Kott of Blessed Unrest and Josh Potter, who is a local stand-up.
Awesome. I'll tell you what, tweet us the trailer and we'll retweet it for you. How about that?
Okay. The trailer is actually in production. I should have it by the end of the month, but I'll happily tweet it.
Tweet at Brian Lehrer. We'll remember to look for it. All right, here's your first question. This famous Brooklyn novelist wrote a screed against Twitter and modern technology that read in part this, quote, One of the worst things about the internet is that it tempts everyone to be a sophisticate, to take positions on what is hip, and to consider, under pain of being considered unhip, the positions that everyone else is taking. We can't face the real problems. What we can all agree to do instead is to deliver ourselves to the cool new media and technologies, unquote. His essay, of course, went viral and spawned hundreds of tweets in reaction. Who's the novelist?
I am completely blanking on this.
Well, if it's a novelist from Brooklyn, chances are the first name is Jonathan, and in this case, it's Jonathan Franzen. Just so you know. All right, next question.
Yeah,
as America was
putting my stake down.
As America was debating whether to intervene in the Syrian civil war, this world leader wrote an op-ed in the New York Times calling for caution. Who took to the pages of the Gray Lady rather than pick up the phone and call Obama himself?
Vladimir Putin.
Say it again?
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin is right. He absolutely did publish a self-serving, though had some points to make, op-ed in the New York Times. And your third question this fall, let me say that in the rotation, I'm going to interrupt the question for a minute to say that in the rotation that we're following in this competition of the hometowns on the news quiz today, we're going New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester and other points north, and the category we call America and the world, if you call from outside the New York metro area altogether. Long Island is up next, and the Long Island caller who we had ready to go has dropped off. So we have an open line for a Long Islander who wants to take the news quiz, and you will be the very next person we go to. So call in right away if you are from Long Island and you want to play. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Somebody from Nassau and Suffolk, get right on it, and you'll get right on the air here in a minute after we finish up with Charlie in Newark, who gets his third question now. And the question is, this fall, Facebook reportedly offered $3 billion to buy this photo sharing service. The photo sharing service reportedly turned it down. What was it?
It's Snap something, I think, or it could be wrong. It's not Instagram.
Yeah, it's not Instagram, and you got it half right. I'll give you two more seconds. One.
Snap,
Charlie. Nice try. Snapchat.
Snapchat. There we go. Thank you.
And Snapchat. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Charlie. I appreciate
you
playing.
Day, bye.
Have a great day. Snapchat's appeal, if you haven't heard of it yet, is that the photos and messages it sends disappear after a few seconds, never to show up in a job interview or a news conference. So there you go. It's the Brian Lehrer Show end of your year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? We'll continue with a Long Island caller coming up right after this. And don't forget, folks, we are launching today our one and only Best of 2013 project on the Brian Lehrer Show. It's the best photo of 2013 that's sitting on your cell phone. That's the best photo that's on your phone right now. Each year we ask you to scroll back through the photos that you've taken on your phone and send us your best picture. We know many of you take a lot of shots through the year. Maybe they end up on Instagram or Twitter or appear and disappear on Snapchat. But it's time to show your best photo to the world. So we've gotten really amazing stuff in the past, one of our favorite projects of the year for a few years running now. We're collecting them on our website, starting right now or as of a few minutes ago when I first announced it. And then a photo editor is going to help us select his or her favorites. We'll compile the best of the best as a slideshow on our site and even invite a few of you to come on the show and discuss your photos during New Year's week. So go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show for instructions to upload up to two of your favorite photos from this year that are sitting on your phone. Okay, got it? Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our annual end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? If you get three in a row right, we will give you a prize, a piece of WNYC swag, and you're playing for the place where you live as we are pitting different localities in our listening area against each other today. From the city, Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester, and other points north, and a category we're calling America and the World if you call from outside the New York metro area. We're keeping score for each area. And then in our last stretch of time here before 12 noon, we'll have a championship round for the two areas that have gotten the most right answers. And don't forget the small price of admission to play this year. Give us a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world, however you define it, that's worth mentioning on the air. Okay, we're up to Long Island. And Dennis, where are you on the island?
I'm in Belmore right now. I'm actually on a free period. I'm a teacher, high school teacher.
Teacher on his prep period in Belmore. Yeah. Awesome, Dennis. What's your school?
John F. Kennedy High School.
Great. So you have a piece of you have the price of admission, a 2013 headline from Belmore or your school or wherever?
You know, I just called in, and I can't think of anything right now. Can I have till the end of the show to think of something,
or
the end of the segment?
Yeah, you can have till the end of your three questions.
All right,
so
great.
Here is your question one. Who tweeted about his historic phone call with President Obama before the Obama administration had publicly confirmed that the phone call even happened? Somebody tweeted about what was a historic phone call with President Obama, but before the Obama administration had publicly confirmed that the phone conversation had happened.
Was it the president of Iran?
Absolutely. President Hassan Rouhani, he quickly deleted the tweet, leading many to think it was a hoax, if you remember. But 30 minutes later, Obama confirmed the call in a press conference. All right, next question. One of the most shared articles of the year was an op-ed by Angelina Jolie called My Medical Choice. What was Angelina Jolie's choice?
Double mastectomy.
It was. She carries a mutation of the BRCA gene that greatly increases a woman's chances of getting breast or ovarian cancer, and had lost her mother to ovarian cancer. So she made that very difficult preventative choice. And if you get this question right, then you win those bragging rights and a piece of WNYC swag. And you even get 3 points for Long Island in the area competition.
Good.
This famous speech turned 150 years old this year. Here's a clip of one of the more obscure lines as read by NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract.
Do you know the speech?
Yeah, that's Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
It sure is.
I'm a social studies teacher, so I better get that one right.
Now, did you take the Ken Burns challenge and memorize the Gettysburg Address this year and make a video of yourself reciting it?
I didn't, no. But I guess there's still time.
All right, well, there's not much time left to do it with your class because today's probably the last day before break, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, and I don't think they're going to be too focused on that today.
Nevertheless, we're going to send you a piece of WNYC swag for getting three in a row right. Did you think of a news headline from your world?
You know, I guess since I work at John F. Kennedy High School, this was the 50th anniversary of his assassination, so that was something to reflect upon and something that we addressed in all our classes in the social studies department.
Dennis, thank you very much for teaching, and thank you for playing. And hang on, and we'll take your address. So we can send you a WNYC toy. Now, listeners, we're going to go next to a caller from points north of New York City. And after that, we get back to the America and the World category, and we need a caller for that. We're keeping a line open for anybody from outside the metro area, broadly defined. So if you don't live in the New York metro area, but you are in somewhere else in the United States, if you are somewhere else in the United States, or if you are anywhere else in the world, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We're going to keep a line open for you right now. We had a caller earlier from Ann Arbor in this category, and we had a caller from Florence in Italy earlier in this category. So we're keeping a line open for the America and the World category. One person first to get in from anywhere outside the metro area, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But up next, playing for points north of the city, is Robert in Valley College. Robert, you're on WNYC. Give us the Valley College location on the map. Where are you precisely?
We are just north of Nyack, New York, just north of the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is getting rebuilt.
Rockland County. North or west, depending on how you consider the direction of the Tappan Zee Bridge, right?
Right. North.
Okay. Now,
and west, I guess.
Right. And do you have a piece of news? Sorry, the price of admission, piece of news from Valley College or your world, however you define it.
Yeah, it's Valley Cottage, actually.
Oh, Cottage. Valley Cottage. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It got misscreened as Valley College, and I'm thinking, what?
That's all right. Yeah, Valley Cottage. Yeah, no, we had a big brush fire recently in just south of the Tappan Zee Bridge, and I was coming over the bridge, and it was like one of those really dark sunsets. It was in the news quite a bit for a couple of days.
Right. Okay. By the way, I forgot to ask the bonus follow-up question of the other caller about the Gettysburg Address. So you'll get a point here if you can recite it, but it won't count toward your three. But guess it within guess the length of the Gettysburg Address within a minute, and you'll get a point for the North Country. How long does the Gettysburg Address take to recite within a minute?
I think it's 14 minutes.
Ooh, no bonus point. It's only about 2 minutes.
I was going to say 4 minutes. I've totally been wrong, though.
Yeah, it's less than 300 words long. And it came after this really long speech that the previous speaker had given, and President Lincoln got up there and spoke for 2 minutes, and they were such a powerful 2 minutes that he blew everybody away. All right. Who is George Alexander Lewis? And another bonus point if you nail his full name and title. Who is George Alexander Lewis?
Wow. I'm really drawing a blank on that. Any hints on that?
Let's see. Well, he's got a full name and title. That in its own right is a clue. And I'll say he's not American.
Wow, I'm surprised I don't have an answer. I'm blanking on that one.
All right, too bad. He is the royal baby. And his full title is His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge.
Wow.
Right. Next question. What was the possibly overnamed nuclear option that Senate Democrats passed this fall?
To end the filibuster.
Very specifically, though.
Oh, it was specifically on federal court judge appointees.
I need it even a little more specifically than that.
You're looking for the name of the...
Well, what it did. You're right that it ended the filibuster.
Right.
And it didn't totally end the filibuster, but I need more precisely than the way you described it. What kinds of filibusters it ended? Filibusters about what?
About judicial appointees to the federal bench.
It's broader than that. It's any federal appointment, including judicial appointees, nominees, other than the Supreme Court. So all the cabinet secretaries and everybody, so not just judicial nominees, but anyone other than Supreme Court nominees. The peanut gallery across the glass is saying, give it to him. So we're going to give it to you for getting as close as you did, okay?
Thank you very much.
So that's a point for points north. And let's see, was that two? So you get one more question. Jay-Z and Beyonce took a controversial vacation this year. Where did they go?
Oh, wow. I don't know, South Africa?
South Africa wouldn't have been a controversial vacation. There aren't many places you can take a controversial vacation to if you're not Dennis Rodman. So the answer was
Korea.
Cuba for Jay-Z and Beyonce. Of course, Dennis Rodman did go to North Korea. They went to Cuba for their vacation. And in other Cuba news in 2013, President Obama bent down recently to shake the hand of Cuban President Raul Castro. in South Africa at the memorial service for Nelson Mandela, remember, raising hopes that the 50-year trade embargo might soon be lifted or the rules might change in some way. But the vacation was Jay-Z and Beyonce. So, Robert from Valley Cottage, you got 1 point for Points North. Thanks a lot for playing.
Thank you very much.
And next we do go to an America and the World caller, and that is Sam in Philly. Hey, Sam.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You got The Price of Admission, a 2013 headline from Philadelphia, or anything else you'd describe as your world?
Sure. For this year, Philadelphia gets the notoriety of the, I guess, the best Black Friday fight with the woman using a stun gun on another shopper to get some great deals, I guess.
All right. So the third Beyonce mention, by the way, Beyonce mention just cropped up in that Cuba question, and not the last in the news quiz today. So we will give you a football question here. A Notre Dame linebacker, now with the San Diego Chargers, was in the news for more than just football this year. Who and why?
Was that the that was the guy who had the fake girlfriend
yep.
from Hawaii?
Yep.
It turned out to be a prank by Tu Rasasopo. I know that from The Daily Show. So, yeah.
Right.
They got a big kick out of that
All
one.
All right, so we're going to give it to you. Do you know the name of the player?
I do not.
It was Manti Te'o.
Okay.
But a bonus follow-up, what was the term? There's a term for what happened to Manti Te'o. Which is named after an MTV TV show.
Ooh.
They call it catfishing.
Catfishing. That's it.
Catfishing with a G. Not like I said it the first time, but yep. All right. So next question. What did California, New Jersey, Delaware, Hawaii, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Maryland, and as of 17 hours ago, New Mexico have in common in 2013?
Is it gay marriage or there was like some part of the Dream Act that New Jersey just had?
No, you got it. You got it. You got it.
Oh, I got it.
All those states legalized same-sex marriage in 2013.
All
right. So let's see. Where are we? That's two questions. You got one of the. You got both of them actually. And so playing for the maximum number of points for the America and the World team, and also for a piece of WNYC swag to arrive to your doorstep. One of the most tweeted events of 2013 was a made-for-TV movie that actually got dismal ratings. What ridiculous horror movie served as a reminder that what happens in your Twitter feed is not the real world?
I have no idea. I don't have television service, so I'm drawing a blank on this one. Do you get any sort of a hint?
Do you have Twitter?
I do not. I'm not a big social media person. Now I'm...
All right, let's see if everybody else who doesn't already know the answer will get it from listening to 15 seconds from the trailer.
Not the plumbing, the ocean. You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming and it's coming fast.
Tornado's heading towards the airport. We need to destroy it before it gets to them. Watch out!
You can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on.
All right.
That would be Sharknado. And if I can make up, I hear they're making a sequel that'll be in New York. If that can make up for my earlier blank.
Too late to make up for the early blank, but it is true. The viral buzz led the Sci-Fi Network to work on the sequel, Sharknado 2, the second one, which they expect to be so popular, even though the first one was so panned, that it will actually be in theaters. So Sharknado 2 coming to a theater near you, even if you don't watch television or go on Twitter. But thanks for playing. Great job. We appreciate it. Sam,
thank you.
From Philadelphia. And the score now, after three rounds of the news quiz, New York City 7, New Jersey 7, Westchester and Points North 6, The World 3, and in the lead, Long Island with 8 points. All right, so we're going to do one more quick round here of the 2013 News Quiz as you play for your areas. And then we will have the championship round among callers from the top two areas. So we have Long Island in the lead right now. We'll see if Long Island maintains the lead and see if either New York City or New Jersey breaks out into a clear second place. So we're going to go to a New York City caller next, and it's Abel in Brooklyn. Abel, you're on WNYC. Hey there.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me on. It's a great fan of the show.
Great to hear it. And do you have the price of admission, a headline from 2013 from your world?
Yes. I'm calling from Brooklyn's 9th District, and after, you know, after a long series of scandals, we finally rid ourselves, and after inflicting him on the city, eventually, we finally rid ourselves of Anthony Weiner, and then we have Yvette Clark, who's a great congresswoman, and she represents us in Congress, so that's great.
That is great. Okay. On July 21st, this TV newsman sent a picture of himself in the mirror that showed off way more than his mustache.
Geraldo Rivera.
Absolutely right. What is the name of the IT consultant generally blamed for botching the healthcare.gov rollout?
Is it IT consultant firm or?
Yes. Is it Streamline Consulting, CGI Federal, Exchange Solutions, or Blackwater?
CGI Federal, I think.
It is.
Okay.
Remember that name. Do not use CGI Federal, people, for your future IT consulting needs until they clear up their name. All right, that's two. 64-year-old Diana Nyad had to brave jellyfish, an asthma attack, and sleep deprivation as she accomplished what feat?
She swam from between Cuba and Florida.
Absolutely right, becoming the first person to swim that route without a protective cage. And it was her fifth attempt since she first started trying to do this in 1978 and her fourth attempt since turning 60. And so, wait, is that three? That's three.
That's three, yes.
Where's the music? Awesome. Now, are you just a little nervous or you want a treadmill or something?
No, I'm pacing around because I'm nervous.
All right. Well, you did it. You did it. You became a Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Scholar. You can tell everybody that you have that title at your New Year's Eve party this year.
Oh, Brian, I'm so proud of me.
I'm so proud of you, too. And you can hang on because we're going to take your address so we can send you a piece of WNYC swag. Now, I want to alert the control room that you know what I think we should do? See if we can establish a clear second-place winner by taking a New Jersey caller next. And then we will have Long Island plus either New York or New Jersey go on to the championship round. Is that cool with you in there? Okay. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Hamid in Teaneck. Hamid, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello.
Happy New Year. And do you have the price of admission? A headline from 2013 from Teaneck or your world, however you define it?
Super Bowl is coming to New Jersey.
All right. That's a pretty good one. We'll see if New Jersey gets any of the economic benefits since I hear they're having all the pre-Super Bowl parties in New York. But here's your first question. What do the TV network CBS, the tech company Oracle, car manufacturer Tesla, the hospital chain HCA Holdings, and the video game maker Activision – all have in common?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
They have the highest paid CEOs in the country, is the answer. Elon Musk of Tesla was the top earner at $78.2 million, $78 million for one CEO. By the way, the other thing they all have in common, every one of those CEOs is a white man. Now, in early November, next question, the Food and Drug Administration announced that they were taking a measure that Mayor Mike Bloomberg had already taken in New York City years ago, taking it for the whole nation. What did the FDA announce?
More microbial testing on poultry?
Nope. They took the first steps toward banning trans fats nationwide, which Bloomberg had done for those restaurants that he could regulate in New York City.
I guess Jersey's not going to be in the final now, huh?
I guess you're not going to be in the finals. But you get a bonus. You get a bonus follow up on this, and then you get one more regular question. True or false? In response to the news about the trans fats, the maker of Oreos announced that they were changing the formula for their frosted cream filling. True or false? That is, true or false, is Oreo cookie changing the formula for the famous frosted cream filling as a result of the proposed trans fats ban?
I have to guess false.
False is right. Oreo has actually been trans fat free since 2006. And you get one more question. What do the glow-in-the-dark cockroach, the Carolina hammerhead, the Cape Melville shade skink, and the carnivorous olinguito all have in common?
Genetically engineered?
Well, they were all new species discovered in 2013, so the opposite of genetically engineered. Perhaps the most important new species discovered this year, we are told, was the Lithronax, which sounds like an antibiotic, but it's not. It's a species. The Lithronax, also known as T. Rex's uncle. The discovery of this dinosaur pushed back the timeline for dinosaurs by some 10 million years. So 1 point for New Jersey from Hamid and Tinek. Thanks a lot for playing. Happy New Year.
All right. Same to you. Thank you.
All right. So now we're going to go to the championship round after we take a break. And here's how it's going to work. Control room, correct me if I'm wrong. Long Island and New York City are the top two areas with okay, I am being corrected. We should take a Westchester call first. The world is too far behind, but if Westchester gets 3 points here, it could move into the lead. So Westchester needs to be in this playoff round too. Forgive the slight confusion. Do we have a Westchester caller hanging? Why don't I take? All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. Then we're going to take a Points North call, and we'll figure out who the championship contestants are actually going to be or where you're going to be from. And then we will have the championship round in the Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? Stay with us. Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. It is the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? And we've sorted out the scoring. We apologize for the confusion. And we were right the first time. After three full rounds, Long Island came in first with 8 correct answers. New York City and New Jersey were tied for second with 7 right answers each. So we just did a little playoff round for second place between a New York City caller and a New Jersey caller. The city caller got more right answers than the Jersey caller, so New York City places second. So now we move on to the championship round. And this one we're going to do in teams. We'll have a little extra fun heading toward the end of the show here. So we need 2 people from Long Island to call in at 212-433-WNYC. We've got them? Okay, we've got 2 Long Island callers and 2 New York City callers to call in as well at 212-433-WNYC. We've got some people holding from the city too, so we could just put people up there. And we will do what? We're going to go – all right, just a little more rules confusion. I apologize. We're going to go 3 questions for each team and see if that seals it. But we will have you guys hold on after you finish your round in case we need to come back for a shootout round. Okay, so we're going to go to Long Island finalists first. And you'll do this as a team, Guy in Suffolk and Tim in Manhasset. Hi, Guy. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
On behalf of everybody on Long Island, congratulations. Who just said hello?
Hello.
I think we both did at one point.
You can hear me.
Guy
spoke
first from Suffolk County.
Okay. So, Guy, where in Suffolk are you?
I live in Patchogue.
So we got Guy from Patchogue, and we got Tim from much closer in toward the city in Manhasset. Tim, you're there, right? Tim? Tim? Tim, say hello. I knew I heard him a minute ago, but he was a little bit faint. I know. So, Guy, I know you're there and enthusiastic. Tim once, Tim twice. Tim in Manhasset, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, that's great. So, welcome. And do you each have the price of admission? Guy, can you give us a Patchogue headline from 2013?
No, I don't have one.
Okay. Tim, how about something that happened in Manhasset or your world, however you define it, this year?
Okay, Long Island world next year. Bud dumps ducks to quack with Mets.
Yeah, right.
You're a Mets fan, right, Brian?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of a Mets. I know people make fun of me for this, but I grew up in Queens near what was then Shea Stadium. But my first baseball love was the Yankees because somebody turned me on to the Yankees when I was really little. And so I'm kind of a fan of both teams. But I am, yes, definitely a Mets fan. So you mean the Long Island Ducks, who, believe it or not, I have actually seen a game of, is becoming a Mets minor league affiliated team?
No, I mean Bud Harrelson, who manages the Ducks, dumps the job with the Ducks, and now manages, in quotes, quacks with Mets.
Got it. Okay. We're going to leave that one right there so we don't run out of time figuring out Mets management trivia. But we're going to go to three questions in our championship round on the Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Quiz. And let's see what we're up to here. We're up to question 51. We've gotten through a lot of questions. Who had to recall their yoga pants this year because they were made with a fabric that was a little too see-through? Now, guys, you can talk to each other if neither of you knows it right off the bat.
Oh, I know. I remember the news thing, but I don't remember the name of the company. I mean, if they gave us multiple choice, you could probably get it.
No multiple choice on this one.
What's my teammate's name, Brian?
Guy.
Yeah, Guy. Tim Guy. And Guy.
Yeah, Guy. I remember the story. I'm tempted to name a big brand. We don't lose points for a guess, the wrong guess, do we, Brian?
You don't. Well, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong.
Oh, okay. We just don't get a point.
Yeah, you just don't get a
point. Might as well guess. I want to go Guy with Nike.
Nice try.
Oh. I don't think it was an off brand. It wasn't it was a woman's sports brand of some sort. But
yeah.
I don't have the name, so go with Nike.
And it's not Nike. It's Lululemon.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, next question. What did the Voyager 1 spacecraft accomplish this year?
I know that guy. It left our galaxy. Do you remember that,
our
guy?
Our solar system.
No, I don't think our solar system. Our solar system is just our nine planets, way, 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 way beyond our galaxy, I guess, beyond the Milky Way galaxy. First man-made object to leave the galaxy, I believe.
You guys
got to think. And I want to think Mars. I want to think it landed on Mars.
Nah, it didn't land nowhere yet, no.
You guys are all over the place. The solar system, the galaxy, Mars. So come up with a unified answer.
I think it's galaxy, man.
All right, I'm going to give you galaxy.
You should stick to your guns, Tim. It left the solar system.
Oh!
The outer boundary of the solar system is defined by the part of space where the sun's effects are no longer felt, not even solar wind, which is the storm of particles emanating from the sun. And sure enough, Voyager 1, that spacecraft, left the solar system very famously, but not famously enough. All right, bonus follow-up question. Let's see.
Actually, that's question number two.
That was question number two, right. Okay, so you didn't get Lululemon and you didn't get Voyager 1. I'm just going to go on to the next question, which is this famous New Yorker died in 2013, and on his headstone he asked that this be inscribed among other quotes. He was fiercely proud of his Jewish faith. He fiercely defended
the... Edward Koch.
That's right, I agree.
And that is right. Guy and Tim agree. And I'm going to read the rest of the quote for posterity's sake. He was fiercely proud of his Jewish faith. He fiercely defended the city of New York, and he fiercely loved its people. Above all, he loved his country, the United States of America, in whose armed forces he served in World War II. And it was Ed Koch, and for posterity's sake, a little vintage Ed Koch here.
1988 will not be a year of boom and zoom. Neither will it be a year of doom and gloom. Instead, it will be the year of broom and groom.
Ed Koch, doom and gloom, broom and groom, Ed Koch in 1988. So, Guy and Tim, thanks a lot. You got 1 point in the bonus round for in the championship round for Long Island. Thanks a lot for playing, and great to hear you guys work it out between you and be on the air. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. So this is a golden opportunity for New York City to win the news quiz competition, since they only got one out of their three questions right. So now we're going to bring on two callers from the city as the city's team in the championship round. And it's Susan in Washington Heights and Jack in Williamsburg. Susan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey there, Jack, you there?
Yep.
And did you each bring The Price of Admission, which is a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world, however you define it? Jack, did you?
I did, yeah. I saw the other day in the paper that a loft in Williamsburg right around the corner from me sold for, I think, $6.5 million, which is, I think I read it broke the Brooklyn record, like smashed it for an apartment. So in Williamsburg, which is interesting.
It wasn't the CEO of Tesla, was it?
I don't think it was Elon Musk, no.
Since we established earlier that Musk makes $78 million a year as the highest paid CEO. Susan, how about a Washington Heights headline?
Well, it's more of an Upper West Side highlight.
Okay.
The Saturday Kitchen at St. Michael's Church at 99th is on its 30th anniversary year of feeding the hungry in New York City.
Okay. Now, let me just tell our listeners that in case we need another round of the championships, if these guys wind up tied... or we might need one anyway. We need another Long Island caller to be ready to go. So we have one open line for a Long Island caller to be ready to go after these guys, time permitting. So call us up from anywhere in Nassau or Suffolk, and you will likely get on the air in just a few minutes. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 from anywhere on Long Island. Okay, Susan. Okay, Jack. You are playing together for bragging rights for the city of New York in our 2013 Area versus Area News Quiz. And we are up to question 54 this morning. Which country became the third country to safely land something on the moon? That happened in 2013.
I believe it's China.
Yeah, I think it's China.
I think it's already the U.S. and Russia, so I'm pretty sure that's China.
And that is China. Exactly right, and you got the other two right, or U.S. and Soviet Union, if you prefer. And the particular there was that they became the third country to safely land something on the moon. Europe, Japan, and India have all crashed spacecraft on the moon. So just, something for them to overcome. Which country, next question, recriminalized homosexual sex this year after decriminalizing it in 2009?
Jack, was it Uganda?
Uganda, like yesterday, I think their court or the parliament just passed something upholding life sentences for homosexuality. I don't know if it was ever decriminalized there, because I think that's a colonial law. I kind of want to say it's not Russia, is it? I mean, that's a little too obvious, I think, but I don't know if they've criminalized it or if they just criminalized gay propaganda. I'm not sure which one it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they decriminalized it. And that's been in the news so much.
I kind of want to say Russia. but I'm not sure. I don't feel terribly confident.
You down with that, Susan?
Well, if this was Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, I'd get a hint from you. So,
no hints.
Let's go with Russia.
Not Wait, Wait. All right, I'll give you a hint. They crashed a spacecraft on the moon.
They crashed a spacecraft on the moon. Okay.
Three.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
India or?
One.
India.
And India it is. That was kind of a big hint, but I guess we're going to give it to you because I already did it. All right. That's right. So, and you had it exactly right about Uganda, Jack, which is that's in the news this morning. That's why people would have heard of that today.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was to, instead of passing the death penalty, which they had actually considered for what they call aggravated homosexuality, and I'll bet there'll be some aggravated homosexuality in Uganda now after this law, they passed life in prison as the permissible sentence. So that's two right. You've already passed Long Island. But we're going to have time to go to another set of Long Island calls and another set of New York calls, so that is not the final score. But here's your third question. Amazon announced that they wanted to start delivering your stuff via which kind of vehicle?
Drones.
Helicopter. Well, helicopter drones, right, yeah.
Yeah, what they call octocopter drones.
Right.
And the music means that you've gotten all three of your questions right. So each of you, Susan in Washington Heights and Jack in Williamsburg, will get a piece of WNYC swag in the mail. And you can each go to your New Year's Eve party with bragging rights, calling yourselves a Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Scholar. So way to go.
Thanks, Jack.
And hang on. We already put Jack on hold. So, Susan, hang on, and we're going to take your addresses. And we'll send you that swag. But now we're going to put two Long Island callers back up and see if they can catch up. New York is now in the lead by 2 points. Laura?
Hi.
Hey, Laura. Where on the island are you?
I'm originally from Garden City. I'm now in Sag Harbor.
And David, where on the island are you?
Great Neck.
Okay. So playing for Long Island. Let me see where we are in our question list. Okay, question 57. Mayor-elect de Blasio in New York City was introduced to the stage at his victory party with what super popular song playing in the background? And we'll give you one clue here. The singer is a 16-year-old from New Zealand.
Oh, was it Royals? Is Lord from New Zealand? I don't know. Am I playing with the guy from Greece?
Yeah, I watched it, but I'm afraid I don't know the song.
I've never seen a diamond in the
flesh. Yeah, that's the song.
That's the song. You got it, Laura.
Good, thanks.
Absolutely. Lord's Royals. And Lord is a 16-year-old from New Zealand. Okay, next question. Cronuts became a thing this year. Just by the luck of the draw, you're getting some very, very city-oriented questions here. But Cronuts became a thing this year. What was the name of the bakery that started it?
Oh, man. I know it's on Sullivan Street. Something French. Do you know?
I don't. I mean, I read about it, but that's a very lower Manhattan question, Brian.
Yeah, but Sag Harbor girl there knows Sullivan Street. Impressed.
I used to work on Sullivan Street. Michelle, I forget.
It's the Dominique Ansel Bakery, which was all over the news for that at the time. All right, you get one more question, and that is, Rob Ford remains the mayor of a major city.
Toronto.
There you go.
That's right. After admitting to smoking crack and then proceeding to do all kinds of other embarrassing things on tape. So you got two out of three right there, right now ties Long Island with New York City for the lead. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we're going to put up two more New York City callers here to complete this round. And keep going. In the meantime, we need two more Long Island callers to be ready to go after these guys. So we have Jesse in Queens. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
And Audrey in the Bronx. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
And do you have your price of admission?
Yeah, you mentioned 5 points earlier, but there's another thing that's being torn down. The Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America, the Wendy's that stood in for the McDowell's on Queens Boulevard is getting torn down for condos in Elmhurst.
Absolutely. Hi. And Audrey, you got a Bronx headline or Your World, however you define it, headline from 2013?
Along Broadway in the Kingsbridge area, there's actually two shopping malls that are opening up that'll make it about three shopping malls in a 15-block stretch.
All right. We have, if you get one question right here, then you win for New York City, the 2013 News Quiz. If you get all three right, which we will have to rush through here in our remaining time, then you'll win the swag for yourself. All right, Mayor Bloomberg inaugurated part of a new tunnel this year. What does tunnel number three do?
Doesn't it bring water down from the reservoirs in Westchester?
I don't know about that. I trust you in your answer.
And that is right. The largest construction project the city has ever undertaken, water tunnel number three. New York City wins the news quiz, but let's see if you can win a WNYC piece of swag that you would each get if you can answer two more questions. Let's do an audio question. Here's a clip we've played on the show before, but we like this joke.
Why do you want this job? Because before you had your fall from grace, or whatever her name was, before you had your fall from grace.
Okay. That was Stephen Colbert on the Colbert Report. Who was he speaking to there?
Spitzer, I believe.
Yeah, for the controller race.
Absolutely. It was Elliot Spitzer, and he was running for controller. So that's two out of two. We will give you one more question, and it's about Mariano Rivera, who, of course, retired this year, and the Yankees retired his uniform number, 42. After 19 seasons with the team, where is Mariano Rivera originally from?
Panama.
Yes. I know nothing about baseball.
Yes, Panama. You are the only people to get the fanfare twice. So congratulations. And so there we go. We did exactly 61 questions. New York City wins the news quiz over the other regions that we're playing. And Jesse from Queens and Audrey in the Bronx, hang on, because you also win bragging rights for New Year's Eve party and your WNYC swag. Hang on. We'll take
Thank
your addresses.
You.
Thanks a lot for playing for you, and thanks a lot for playing for New York City. Thanks to everybody. That's our WNYC Brian Lehrer Show News Quiz, end of year for 2013. Many of you were paying attention. The Brian Lehrer Show is produced by Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alana Casanova-Burgess. If the quiz question is who makes the program tick, remember those names. With help on Sundays this year from Joe Capriglione, Mae Sussman, Jessica Miller, Mary Eileen Croak, Alex Kappelman, Christine Strike, Mandy Ripley, and Catherine Schroeder. Our interns this fall, Shamita Basu, Tiffany Brown-Bennett, Gabrielle Wright, Ben Elman, and Pam Himelis. That's Debbie Daughtry and Leora Noam Kravitz at the audio controls. The senior producer of The Brian Lehrer Show is Megan Ryan. Thanks for listening and participating and paying attention in 2013. Follow us on Twitter at Brian Lehrer. Join the conversation on Facebook at Brian Lehrer WNYC. And, of course, sign up for the free podcast. And another reminder to enter some photos. Just submit the two best photos that happen to be sitting on your cell phone to our end-of-year photo project. We'll collect those through Christmas Day. Go to WNYC.org. And click on Brian Lehrer Show.